our Father in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is already in heaven. Give to us this day your daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us today, not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Take a moment and draw in a deep breath through your nose, and then release that breath through your mouth, slowly, intentionally, and keep breathing deeply in and out. Bring your consciousness to the life that God is for us and to us. That as you breathe in breath, breath that He gave and gives, just as He breathed His life into our story through our ancestors, Adam and Eve. So too, He continues to provide breath to sustain life. Breathe in and be conscious of His presence, of His life that is yours and mine, because He has promised. And as you breathe out, be conscious of the weight you carry today. Be conscious of the weight that comes with you into this space. Trust God with His promise that we can bring to Him the burdens that we carry. And we can trust them to Him, that He would do with them things that are for His glory and for our good, that will make beauty out of the burdens and weight and ashes. So as you breathe out, release the weight you carry to God as much as you are able. Thank you. Spirit of God, as we breathe in and breathe out, conscious of your presence with us, conscious of the burdens we carry, the anxieties we feel, we ask you, Spirit of God, now to travel with us into our minds, into our hearts, and show us where our anxieties reside. Open our eyes to where we are afraid today, where our doubts are, our fears, our worries, our concerns, our burdens, and empower us to see them and to give them to you, to entrust them to you, to trust you with them, and to fix our thoughts, our minds, our hearts, our eyes, on who you are and who we are in you. Take a moment in the quiet and let the Spirit of God show you the burdens he is inviting you to entrust to him. Spirit of God, as we now enter into a space to encounter the beauty of your word that you have said is alive, the very words from your mouth, may you empower us to see and to hear with eyes and ears that are not simply our own, but are more than we are capable of because of your love and your power in us and for us. Show us now what you want us to see. Speak now to us what you want us to hear. And let your word be for us as it was once for Jeremiah, that he found your word and he ate it, and it was the joy and rejoicing of his heart. In Matthew 22, starting in verse 35, it is written, "And one of them, a lawyer, asked Jesus a question to test him. 'Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?'" And he, Jesus, said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. When Jesus was preparing to ascend, he came to his disciples. And in Matthew 28, verse 18, it is written, "And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age.'" Thank you, Jesus, that you have made so clear to us what all of the law and all of the prophets depend on as it concerns that which you've commanded us to do. That to teach disciples to obey your commands is to teach them to love you with all of their heart and their soul and their mind and their strength, as we seek to love you with all of our hearts and our minds and our souls and our strength. And it is to teach them to love their neighbor as themselves, as we strive to love our neighbor as ourselves. Thank you, Jesus, that you have made so clear to us what it is you command us to do, so that as we go and make disciples empowered by your presence, by your Spirit, that we know what to teach them and what to show them. Empower us to this end, that we might live as you have called us to live. In John chapter 15, it is written, as Jesus speaks, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Thank you, Jesus, that you are life to us. In the quiet, as you think on the words of Jesus that John wrote, consciously think of the life that is Jesus flowing into you as you connect to him and as he remains connected to you, as he has promised he will do, that he will be with us to the ends of the age. Take a moment and experience the gratitude and express the gratitude to Jesus for the life that flows into you from him and gives you life. Now just imagine the fruit that is forming at the end of the branch, the joy of seeing fruit form on the end of the branch of a tree, of a vine, and thank God that as he fills you with his life, that he also allows that filling to produce through you and I fruit, the fruit of his kingdom, a love for God and for neighbor. Thank him for this gift. Spirit of God, this day, would you graciously empower each of us to remain in you, so that we would be the recipients of the fullness of your life flowing from you into us, and that your fruit would be born by your power through us because of your grace toward us. And may that fruit lead to a greater love that we and those around us would have for you and for one another and for our neighbor, whomever you should see fit to make that today. May we demonstrate our passion for you and your passion for people as we love you, love people, and serve the world, because you have empowered us to do that. You have allowed us to participate in that. You have filled us to be capable of that by your grace and your love. We love you and we thank you, Jesus, for who you are and for who you have made us to be. We pray in your powerful, beautiful, gracious, and loving name. In the name of Jesus, we pray.